This is my first podcast. I did not expect it to start recording. I did not think that I had hit the record button. But here we are. Sometimes you're thrown into things and you just gotta go. Because if you don't, you get run over. And who likes to get run over? Not too many people. Not too many people. I was perusing Pinterest and my sister and I had been recently thinking about starting a podcast. Not even recently thinking, I decided we were going to start a podcast. And I'm just like, well, what are we going to talk about? Because our points of view are like none other. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Watch out. Might whiz by your head or catch it. We're funny. I'm funnier than she is, but she's funny. I'm innately funny and she's innately funny. But I'm innately funny and I've cultivated it. Whereas she's just kind of just stayed innately funny, you know. So I'm kind of on that next level. But it works. It works. It works with her and I. So I figured that, you know, the podcast could be, I go on to Pinterest. And what happens is your phone listens to you, just so you know. Especially if you have, say, an iPhone and you've got the Hey Siri function turned on. She must be constantly listening to you so she can listen out for that Hey Siri. So if she's constantly listening, phone's like, well, I'm going to listen for everything else. So apps like Pinterest and whatnot that gather things that you like and, long story short, I have a medical condition called anxiety and depression. I'm all right, don't worry. And so I'll talk about that from time to time. So whenever I go onto my Pinterest, like every single article or whatever is 5 steps to avoid being too anxious. 5 signs you're depressed. How to love someone who's been anxious for a while, which is really kind of counterintuitive when you think about it. It's like, if I'm anxious, I don't want to get online and then just all of this, but it's whatever. They try and they mean well, but I was like, well, you know, there are all these helpful articles, not just on those, because I definitely am not going to spend extra time talking about my anxiety and depression and ADHD. What was I saying? That was a joke. So I decided, I was like, you know, maybe I'll just take one of these articles or, you know, and we'll dissect it. We'll talk about it. So I think that's what Carmen and I are going to do. I'm Terrell. I am 35 years old. It feels very strange to say. I'm 35 years old. I live in New York City. I am originally from South Georgia. I am an actor, so that means I am unemployed. And actually, this is my job. That's how I like to look at things. This is my job. My sister is... she'll be 38 very soon. She has 3 kids. One will be 9 the same day she'll be 38, September 11th. And then she also has a 7 and a 5-year-old. 4-year-old. 7 and a 4-year-old. I'm the best uncle ever. I know. And she lives in Fort Lauderdale, and she's just recently gone through a divorce. So we'll talk about all those things, because she is really focused on helping people with that.
Welcome to Monday, August 20th. There has already been a lot of excitement here in Hart Apartment. There's still smoke in the air. I don't think that is ever used figuratively, so obviously I mean it literally. What happened was, Terrell was feeling crafty, as he always is, and had a candle setting in lavender. Now you'll probably think, oh, the lavender catches on fire. No. It's in a very thick glass decorative vase thingy. It melts down, all of the wax melts down into the lavender. It's loose lavender. So then he's like, okay, well, I've got all this wax that's gone to waste because of the way I chose to burn this candle. How am I supposed to get my money's worth back from both? I will set it on the stove. Yeah, I can stop right there, right? I'll set it on the stove and I'll turn it on as very low as possible. I do that. I wander to my room, which I am not usually ever in. I'm usually in the living room. And then I wander back out and I'm like, okay, it's crackling a little bit. Not the glass, but the mixture of lavender and candle. And then I wander back to my room, and in about 2 minutes later, I hear crack. And I'm like, man, it cracked once again. And I say once again because this has happened to me before. Don't ask, because I'll tell you. Forgetting that wax is oil. So, of course, now there's a fire. Not even like a fire, but like a super boss fire. And it's just like, oh, I gotta take extra steps. Ideally, like I'm supposed to have, there would have just been a fire extinguisher right there, and I just would have been like, rich, but there wasn't. So I'm like, okay, Terrell, it's oil. Oil and water don't mix, so don't go throwing water on that thing. So I grab a towel, kitchen towel, and wet it, which I realize is still water, but I'm trying to go for the smothering aspect. And I throw that over all of it, but nope, that thing is like, sorry, I'm getting air from over this little crevice. I'm getting air from over this little crevice. I'm breathing, mofo. So I'm like, oh, so I'm like, you know, baking soda. I need to cut it. So I grab the first box, which is already open, throw it on there. It's not big enough for the fire. It does put some out, but the fire's like, haha. And I'm going to keep going. So then I grab a brand new box and I throw that on there, and that puts out most of it. I then take a chunk of the block that was on fire, of the mixture, and it falls to the floor and it goes out sweet. And luckily, I live in New York, so my bathroom is right beside my kitchen. Grab the shower head. I know it's water, but I grab the shower head and I douse the rest of the flames with shower head water or shower water, tap water, whatever. And then it was over. And then I just prayed to God that it did not seep into the hallway, which it did not. Everything smells fantastic, you know? Sometimes you gotta break some shit, burn some shit down to make stuff smell fantastic. Sometimes you just gotta be a little bit of an idiot.